www.notollct.org. And he is back with us doing an unbelievable job. Connecticut Democrats want to create a state transit authority, and Republicans say it's just a backdoor path to tolls. Of course it is. And Patrick, you are just about everywhere.
Thanks to guys, you know, people like you who take me on and let me come on to their show and talk about this important issue.
Patrick, what kind of traction are you starting to get? I see there's stories popping up on the major TV stations in the state. The newspapers are starting to give you a little traction on this. So how's it been so far with getting your message out?
So far, so good. I mean, obviously, it's still difficult to do. I mean, we work on a shoestring budget here. We're trying to raise some money on our website. I set up a GoFundMe page because this is a battle, and unfortunately, it takes some money to do it. So we're asking folks to do that, and we're asking people to still continue to get on our website and sign our petition. Which is doing well. We definitely need a lot more signatures if we're going to have a bigger impact on our lawmakers.
Now, do you think that if we keep going, okay, and another one starts over here, another one over there, that we in take about 4 years, but we can do it? Don't you believe?
I do. I really do. There are still, I think I've reported this before, I've made comments about this before, there are lawmakers who barely won their seats. And a lot of people have been, you know, when they go in and they vote, you know, they might agree with some of the policies that these candidates are running on. This toll issue is a hot button topic. And there are still many, many people that I talk to every single day that just don't fully understand this economic impact of these tolls. That is going to make or break some of these lawmakers winning their next election on how they vote on this next on these tolls coming up. And the other crazy thing now that they're talking about is this special authority, this transportation
That's right.
authority.
Special authority. Guys,
special authority. Yeah,
couldn't believe that when I read it. I thought it was a misprint.
My message now is going to be: do your job or resign.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that simple. You know, we elect you. You work for us as lawmakers in the state of Connecticut to do these certain jobs. We don't need another layer of government. We don't need another layer of paid government employees handling our transportation money. That's why we elect these people. We hold them accountable by holding elections every 2 years. Once you create a special authority, they're basically on their own.
Yeah.
The Transportation Authority will make their own decisions. They will be held accountable by no one. The voters will have no say in what they do. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that this is even on the table.
Hey,
so we're
Patrick,
gonna fight like hell on that.
Yeah, Patrick, another thing here. It's in the interest of time. I want to move to this. Now, you've been butting heads with a woman who won a state Senate seat down there in Fairfield County, Alex Bergstein, who beat Scott France, who we used to have Scott on the show here all the time. Now, she's putting a number out there, and I'm trying to figure out what she means by this. She was at this town hall where, you know, they tried to have you removed, which is pretty funny, I thought.
Right.
She said, now here, I'm going to bring part of the quote here. She said, quote, "The facts are the Connecticut residents already spend $2,300 per person in wasted time and fuel sitting in unnecessary traffic. Wouldn't people rather pay just $600 in tolls to save $2,300 and get to their destinations faster?" Pardon my French, what the hell is she talking about?
You know, that's a great question.
I don't understand. How is paying money going to move the traffic faster?
And when I heard that, I couldn't understand what it was she was trying to explain.
It's
first,
nonsense.
There's two parts to
I don't think she can understand.
It's nonsense.
Right. There's two parts that bother me. Not all parts of our state are bombarded by traffic.
No.
So that's not fair to people that live in the northwest corner, people that live in different parts of our state that don't have the same issues that we have down in Fairfield County.
Yep.
So that's one issue. The second issue, what she's talking about, is you could pay, I could put $1 million into a budget, and pay every year. People can pay $20 a day to drive on I-95. That's not going to change the traffic issue on I-95.
No.
You know, until you can come up with a real solution, have a real plan, show and convince the public, hey, this is what's going to work, you're just, it's a money grab. You're just taking money from people trying to get to work. So I think what they've tried to do here is put the cart before the horse. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what's backfiring on our lawmakers that seem to be so hell-bent on putting tolls in Connecticut.
You know, and, that I can't understand, and it's this lawmaker deal. I mean, they have to say, yes, we're for it. But, again, I'm just wondering how many of them in a battle would be against it.
Would back down, maybe.
Would that down,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think...
I'm working on that with some folks from inside the Capitol who, you know, they tend to get a little more intel than we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to carve out a list on who we think are the lawmakers. I'm trying not to say it's just Democrats, but
no, I know.
Pretty much feel it is who we can turn, who we can actually get to flip on this when it, you know, I think it's going to probably come out of committee.
Yep.
That's what it did last year. But we beat it last year when it went to the full board, the full House, because we got lawmakers to say, wait a minute, do I really want to put my name on this right now? Mm-hmm. Is this really where I want to be?
Well, and again, Patrick, we got to move along here, but sure. The closer you get to the 2020 elections, that's when you're going to start getting them
big
a little
time.
Squishy
yes.
here, and that's when you got to drop the hammer on them. Patrick Sasser, go to the website, folks, sign up, or the Facebook page, notollsct.org. Patrick, we'll check in with you in a little bit, okay?
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye. Brad, I don't understand this. When Alex Bergstein, at that town meeting she had down in Fairfield County, Connecticut residents already spend $2,300 per person in wasted time and fuel sitting in traffic.
She
didn't know that's
what she was doing.
That's just no, but nobody out east or nobody in the Northwest Hills or even in the central part of the state, nobody spends $2,300 sitting in traffic.